In New York this week, the nonprofit Rainforest Alliance saluted coffee industry leaders from small Latin American coffee growers to large retailers like Starbucks for their environmentally and socially responsible business practices. The Rainforest Alliance has been the driving force behind convincing industry leaders that producing and selling coffee that doesn't destroy forests, endanger wildlife, or exploit laborers is good for business. Persuading coffee lovers to pay more for a higher quality bean may be the toughest challenge ahead. If a coffee grower is certified sustainable by the Rainforest Alliance, it means a seal of approval has been given to its business practices. Among other things, coffee is grown on tree-shaded plantations, which creates a natural protective buffer for wildlife and prevents depletion of the soil. Once a grower is certified, the alliance connects the farmer with distributors who will help him reach consumers on a large scale. Martin Keller is a fourth-generation coffee grower in Pueblo Nuevo Viñas, Guatemala. His family has harvested coffee for more than 100 years in mineral-rich soil near the Tecamburra volcano, 1,067 meters above sea level. Mr. Keller works with his brother and 75-year-old father planting and fertilizing the 405-hectare farm from May through September. He harvests his rare hard coffee beans from November to February. He wants to secure the future of his farm for the family's fifth generation, his 11-month-old son Nicholas. He says adopting these practices has helped him reach new customers. It has not necessarily fattened his wallet.
As a grower, I think it gave us new doors to merchandise and new ways of doing things a little bit better. And the reason the family has chosen this for many years now is that you become a better farmer, and at the end of the day, you're in peace with yourself and nature that you're doing things right.
Coffee sustainability is a conservation tool that encourages coffee farmers to install water and waste filtration systems, as well as using silent operating machinery. Traditionally, coffee has been grown on large tracts of deforested land by chemically intensive growers. Mr. Keller says sustainable growers can expect smaller, more reliable crops.
In a way, you get smaller yields, but you get more even yields, like you'll have a steady crop from year to year, whereas if you grow direct in the sunlight, you'll have maybe one, two, three good yields, and then if you don't do it right, you know, you'll start running into problems. You get bad yields, or the coffee trees, they even die from exploiting them so hard.
Market prices of coffee have dropped dramatically in recent years, putting many smaller coffee growers from developing countries out of business. Mr. Keller says part of the industry's problem is that consumers don't really understand the difference between cheaper, mass-produced, chemically treated coffee and the higher-quality, organically grown coffee bean. He says consumers may not be ready to pay higher prices for a better-quality coffee bean. Tanya Hyatt is spokesperson for Folgers Coffee, which is owned by consumer products giant Procter & Gamble. She agrees that sustainable coffee is tied to higher quality coffee, but its only value is if consumers will buy them.
As one of the coffee roasters, our main job is to assess consumer needs and unmet needs and fill those needs with products that they are looking for and that they want and that they desire. And if they desire sustainable coffees, then we will sell them. If they don't have a desire for them, then there's a low likelihood that we would sell them.
Ms. Hyatt says the Alliance's certification program has helped improve the quality of coffee beans.
With the Rainforest Alliance, they have a set of criteria that's ecological, economic, and social. So those are the three pillars of sustainability. And to be able to buy from a farm that is doing that and balancing those criteria, that allows for that farmer to produce a better quality product for the high-quality needs that we have as a company.
Sabrina Vigilante coordinates the Coffee Sustainability Program for the Rainforest Alliance.
We have a tool that we use that does help farmers, has helped farmers get higher prices, but more important than that, we see farmers having better access to markets with the certification. That's why they seek it. There's a tremendous demand right now from coffee farmers for our program. And one thing we've been real careful to do is not to develop supply before we had demand in the marketplace.
The Inter-American Development Bank in early May awarded a $3 million grant to support higher quality coffee producers in five Central American countries, matched by $1.6 million in funding from TechnoServe, a nonprofit organization that focuses on small business development. Liam Brody oversees the coffee program for Oxfam America, a humanitarian aid organization. Mr. Brody says the Alliance's certification program gives coffee growers in developing countries a lifeline to keep a roof over their heads, food in their families' bellies, and a chance to keep their kids in school, and at the same time helps growers produce higher quality coffee. This is Leah Krakenowski for VOA News in New York.